their barbarity is really boundless. And all peace-loving Muslims have to do around the world is look at these photos to know they don't represent their religion. And I'd note that the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, that nation's highest religious authority, yesterday said that the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda were the enemy number one of Islam and not in any way part of the faith. So I certainly don't want to speak for him, but he was very clear about how at least Muslims in his country should view what ISIL is doing.
You mentioned the Grand Mufti in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Saudi Arabia is a country in which beheading is actually the legal form of execution. And it's a country that is this mm-hmm. department has long criticized for its human rights record.
That is true. I was just highlighting comments made by their chief religious leader. Look, when we have concerns with some of their practices, we raise those, but that's wholly separate from our counterterrorism cooperation. And I would say I was bringing up the Grand Mufti in response to what publics around the world and who people should listen to and think about when they're looking at what ISIL's doing. And